topic of executive presence is something I'm really passionate about, especially for those of us from Asian backgrounds. Why? Because it is something I was told myself as a staff that I lacked. But at some point, I was then told that I had now acquired the elusive trait of executive presence. So, I believe it is a learned skill and not necessarily something one is only born with. You can learn it. In order to really develop my own executive presence, what I did was I really put myself in situations that were uncomfortable. Both externally and internally, I put myself in situations to assist in leading various activities. For example, there was lunch and learns that we did for clients. I started to coordinate those. I started to approach partners and say if I could research a technical topic that they were speaking on, and perhaps for 5 minutes I could contribute to their hour-long session. Eventually, this led to larger responsibilities. I also spent a lot of time observing other senior managers and partners, how they led meetings internally and externally. Executive presence is so important to career advancement at EY, in my view. Studies show that up to 26% of one's career success can be linked to executive presence. In fact, as we're sitting around comparing two strong staff, oftentimes executive presence is the tiebreaker on ratings, and then, of course, on key assignments.